Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming King. Let us now go into the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. Father, we tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on a brand new day. And for this, we give you the glory. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. God, that you will move for them in a special way. And Father, we give your name the praise and we tell you thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Today, we're going to go into the book of Romans. And we're going to go to Romans, the fourth chapter. And we're going to start at the 13th verse, but the main two verses that we will talk about will be 19 through 21. The 13th verse, Romans 4:13, and it reads, talking about Abraham and talking about his walk with God. So out of the King James Version, we'll start reading at the 13th verse. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end of the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is a father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickened the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. The 18th verse says, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, and neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded what he had promised, he was able also to perform. That's where we'll take our thought from, or our text from. And the thought I want to leave with you today is fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. That's how you have to be in your walk with God. Because Abraham was fully persuaded. And here we see where, and we know the story of Abraham, how God called him out from among his people, sent him to a place, to a country that he knew nothing of. And because of that, Abraham came out by faith. And here we see in that 19th and the 20th through the 21st verse, but the one that stood out the most is the 21st verse, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So the thought again is fully persuaded. You have to be like Abraham when it comes to your walk with God. You have to be fully persuaded. Are you fully persuaded to walk with Jesus? Are you fully persuaded that knowing that the God that you serve will bring you out? And I'm thinking about the Hebrew boys. they were fully persuaded. They were fully persuaded in their belief in Jesus Christ that they would not bow down, that they would just go through and believe God. Daniel was fully persuaded. Now, bring it down to you. Are you fully persuaded? Are you fully persuaded that what God has promised you, he will bring to pass? Abraham knew, and because he walked out on faith, we know that Abraham was a friend of God, and he believed God. God spoke to him. God came and ministered to him. He called Abraham his friend, and he talked with Abraham. So Abraham learned to walk with God. He learned to trust him. The first walk and the first steps that he learned to trust God was when God called him and said, get thee out of thy country. And he took him to a place that he didn't know anything about. But another thing is Abraham walked with God. And he knew when God promised him a son and told him that him and Sarah will have a son. Abraham knew that even in his old age, and Sarah was past the childbearing stage, but God made a promise. And the promise was that he was going to give him a son out of his own lions, that out of it would come from him. So, yes, Abraham, he did. We know the story that how he had another son instead of waiting on God. But the promise that God had made for him, the promise for Isaac to come forth, God made that promise and he kept his word. God is a covenant keeping God. He is a God that will keep his word. We have to learn to trust that if he said it, he'll do it. If he spoke it, he'll bring it to pass. One thing about God, if you stand by the word of God, the God of his word will stand by you. That's one thing I always believe, and I hold it in my heart dear, that if you stand by the word of God, the God of his word will stand by you. And that's what Abraham did. He stood by what God said to him. Even when his body did not show in the natural that it was possible, yet he believed God. He believed God when believing God just wasn't popular. He believed God when believing God that just wasn't the right thing politically. If you would look at it in the natural, you would look at everything and all the odds that were against Abraham and Sarah. And you would say, my, you know, it got to take a miracle. But because God gave Abraham a promise, we find that Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. What God has promised you, you don't stagger at the promise, stagger at the promises of God. Don't allow unbelief to creep in. When unbelief creeps in, it clouds the promises of God. You can't see the promise of God for the unbelief that has crept in. But Abraham didn't do that. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, fully persuaded. Paul even said that he was fully persuaded. He was fully persuaded in what Jesus Christ had came into his life and made him a new creature. So when Paul began to walk with Jesus, he knew that because of how Jesus came into his life, changed him, made him a new man, Paul was fully persuaded. He stood on the promises of God. He stood on knowing that I've had an experience with God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Listen, when you have an experience with God, or when you have had a close encounter with God, you would be fully persuaded. You would say, like the songwriter say, it's too late now to get me to change my mind, because I know the God I serve. I know that if I pray, he'll hear me. I know that if I pray and I hold on to the arms of faith, God will hear me. He will come to my rescue. I'm fully persuaded. Regardless of what come against me, I can stand on the word of God. Regardless of what comes against you, you have to stand on the word of God. When regardless of anything, the waters may come, the wind may blow, the lightning may flash, you may be in the biggest storm of your life. But you got to stand flat-footed and be like Abraham and stagger not at the promise of God. Because if God made you a promise, I guarantee you he'll bring it to pass. Because the Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. So what he said to you, you can take it to the bank. It's better than gold. The word of God will come and it will come to pass all by itself. And God don't need you to help bring it to pass. But if he's spoken it to you, God is God enough to bring it to pass. Oh, yes. If we look at the history, we look at our fathers and our mothers' walk with the Lord. We go back into Genesis and come all the way up to Revelation. We can see the hand of God. We can see the promises of God. In the Old Testament, we look at that because that's our history. That is the history of the church. That if you look back and you see how God brought Moses out, how God brought the children of Israel out, because he gave them a promise, you'll know that if he done it for them, he'll do it for me, because that's our history. That's our roadmap that we can grab faith by reading about what happened to the witnesses that have gone on before us. And we know that God is not a respecter of persons. So whatever God has promised you, you got to get fully persuaded. You got to get fully persuaded in your mind, fully persuaded in your walk, fully persuaded in your spirit, that I'll let neither death nor life separate me from the love of God. Why? Because I'm fully persuaded. You got to be fully persuaded that what the doctor report says, you got to put it in your mind and say, because God says, I am his child and he cares for me. God said, cast all my cares upon him and he will work it out. You got to be fully persuaded. Don't let the devil steal your testimony. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Because if Abraham stood, he did not stagger at the promises of God. If God spoke it to you that I'm going to save that child, don't care how that child is acting, don't care how much crack he's smoking, if God said I'm going to save him, I guarantee you God going to save him. Oh, yes, and he'll take that same child, send him back out there among the peers that he was at, and take deliverance back to them. You must be fully persuaded. We have a song that we sang sometimes, and that song was, I'm not doubting about this way. I'm not doubting about this way. And then there was another song that said that I got to trust them. If I lose my faith, who's going to help me run this race? I don't want to lose my faith in God. And I want to say to you in Radio Lion, you can't lose your faith in God. Don't care what you go through. Don't care how many fires that the devil lights around your feet. You can't lose your faith in God. You must remain fully persuaded that the God you serve, that he will not lie to you. He's not a liar. He's God. That he'll bring you out on victory side. God bless you on today. This broadcast has been a blessing to you. How about writing us at Hope for Today, P.O. Box 18252, Savannah, Georgia. And until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.